Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We spend a lot of time talking about time management, but one of the key components to time management is energy management. Because regardless of how motivated you'll be at a certain time of day or how you're gonna set your day up, if you don't have the energy to handle the task, then it's not gonna work out well for you. And so the two components of energy that I really pay a lot of attention to are, first of all, it's food and water, and then the other piece of it is just time of day. Right? There's certain times of day that are better for me, and I think are better for most people than others. You know, if you're a night person, maybe you get a lot of work done in the evening. For me, I'm a morning person. I get a lot done first thing, and that's the most productive time of the day for me. And so there are a lot of tasks that I take on that I feel like I need to do early in the morning. And certainly the creative ones are a big one for me. In order for me to get through a creative task, like recording this, I do it first thing in the morning. And the reason is because when I do it first thing in the morning, I can usually just do it straight through and not have a problem. But for whatever reason, when I do it later in the day, it doesn't run as smoothly for me. I don't know if I'm mentally not as sharp, I'm not as creative, but for whatever reason, my energy level is not the same, and the outcome is different as a result of it. So there are things that work for me, and what I try to do is I try to align the time of day that I'm going to take on a task with my energy level, because that's something I can plan for. Right? It's hard to tell what I'm actually going to feel like. Am I going to be feeling really good on a particular day or not? But hour by hour, I can look at my pattern and I can look at my productivity levels and I can see a tremendous difference. So if I've got something that's going to require creativity, if I've got something that's really tedious that I just have to take care of that requires constant attention, often I do those things in the morning. But if it's something that I have to do that doesn't require the same level of focus, those are things that I'll put on in the afternoon. I can do a lot of things coaching-wise. I'm fine later in the afternoon. It's not a problem for me. But again, if I have to write something or I have to record something, it works much better for me earlier in the day. So think about how things work for you in your life and then start to schedule your day around that. Right, and start to covet those times where you're most productive, and make sure you're using those times for things that necessitate that level of focus, and that's really what it's about. And if you do that, if you start to arrange tasks at certain times of days, you're going to find that you're going to get more done as a result of those energy levels. You're also going to come to covet those times that, for me, early in the morning, even on weekends now, I make sure I take advantage of that time span I have. And for me, it's usually between 6 o'clock in the morning and about 11 o'clock in the afternoon. That's my peak time. And the other thing you want to think about too, as you're going, if you notice yourself trailing off, take a break, take 5 minutes, go do something, walk outside, take a quick walk, close your eyes and you know, for a minute or two, if you're in a place where you can do that. But just escape and then come back, right? And that typically works well too, because you'll re-energize yourself. If you continue to go on and on nonstop for hours on end, okay, sooner or later that's going to take a toll on you. So do a refresh, come back up for air, and then tackle your next task. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. And if you haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be kind enough to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, I just want you to think about those daily activities, things that you're doing day in and day out. Think about your energy levels at certain times of day, and just line those activities or line those tasks with your energy levels, and you'll find that you'll get more done as a result.